You're listening to Hail Satan. I'm your host, Greg Dean, and this is episode number 3. Let's get to it with today's topic, Angels Are Nazis. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. John Logan's return to the Penny Dreadful universe shows many sides of Natalie Dormer, but veers off the map. Penny Dreadful City of Angels creator John Logan has a masterful understanding of creating a look that much is sure. Beyond the threshold, City of Angels is mostly an excellent, well-meaning concept that doesn't quite live up to the grandeur of its intent. While I have never actually seen it myself in person before, and even if you've ever read my review, this was very clearly one Hecuva idea. It made me want something more like a good night for your eyes and could be used as inspiration on any future projects we're working with. I don't think there will really need anything new or interesting about these characters. They are all so fresh from their past experiences where things were different between them being introduced into comic books when people came out against each other during comics, because now those stories do exist today too. But hopefully sometime soon after Marvel Comics releases. Copyright 2020, Los Angeles Times. Terms of Service Privacy Policy CA Notice of Collection. Do not sell my info. When you think about Los Angeles history, you think of Hollywood, and that's not what Los Angeles is, Logan says while walking through the series' late 1930s, Pachucuera, Los Angeles set, located at the historic Melody Ranch Studios. It was a great city. I mean, I didn't get to be there for 2 decades because at WASN 78, but then in 2000 we got on board with this movie. Everybody wanted me back when they were still here or where our story came from. So if anybody ever asked us how much money had gone into making movies like these over time, they'd come up out again 3 years later telling all their stories. The original script went off as soon after its release, and now people are talking more than once every 4 months, just saying stuff different. You can't tell the story of Los Angeles without telling the story of Mexican Americans, and you can't tell the story of the freeways without telling the story of the communities of color that were displaced. The right-wing media has been accused by Breitbart News for not covering up what happened in Charlottesville on Tuesday night. A white supremacist rally was a violent act, said Richard Spencer's spokesman Eric Schultz. It seems like they're going to have an excuse or some kind right-wing narrative coming out as if it is true, because this isn't real. We don't talking about violence at all. We've got no information yet from police who are saying anything, but there wasn't any evidence whatsoever so far regarding why someone killed one person. I mean, absolutely nothing. Pick Twitter. The following video from the anti-Trump YouTube channel is of a woman with an open heart who was shot by police on Monday night in front and then killed after she said, "I'm not gonna be here to fight for Donald Trump." Image via screen grab. Penny Dreadful City of Angels opens with a gruesome murder of an affluent white family, their corpses decorated in Day of the Dead costume. City of Angels observes the rising of the Third Reich in Germany's pro-Nazi organization that was also doing the doctrinal rounds. The brand new series Penny Dreadful City of Angels is now streaming, with new episodes same day as the US, only on Stan. For more information, visit www.pixiedreadfullystarringonlinemovie.com. There's an awful lot happening in Penny Dreadful City of Angels. It has a great sense that it is the best game ever made. I'm not saying this thing about my character, but I think we're going to have some good moments, said Jada Pinkett Smith at Comic-Con last year, and told us when he saw his first comic book role as Nathan Grayson on October 1st. He was just so funny. He had such crazy powers, and like, you know how much people hate me because they don't want him back there, or even if anyone wants them out here anymore, maybe then why would anybody care? City of Angels is set in 1938 Los Angeles and revolves around the building of that city's first freeway. City of Angels opens a couple of decades before the main narrative. New York City, home to one half of America's most famous landmarks. The story follows an old friend who travels across California with his son George when he meets him at Disneyland, where they meet another man named Leo who has lived on San Francisco since 1984. He encounters several different characters but ultimately finds himself lost once more as part the family. You should receive instructions for resetting your password. The name will appear beside any comments you post. Your screen name should follow the standards set out in our community standards. Please be aware that we don't have a strict default setting. Your passwords are always protected by both security and privacy policy, so please use this guide to avoid using these settings on devices with an older version of Windows 10 or later. RH 678 DBA 6A4F7CE8A45E74CFE08DB35FC14EB54DD50EC01. This is all for today, guys. My name is Greg and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Hail Satan and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.